This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Patricia Crawford, CRAWFORD. His date of birth is August 31st, 1949. Patient seen for Dr. Fazio. New paragraph. Dear Dr. Fazio, thank you for this referral. This 76-year-old female comes for evaluation today. She denies any, she does not smoke or drink, denies any drug allergies. Symptoms, patient is here for evaluation of hypercoagulable status, new paragraph history of present illness. The patient had appendix rupture in April of 2026. She was hospitalized. During that hospitalization, she was also found to have pulmonary embolism. Patient was started on Eliquis, and she is here for further advice on that. Past medical history, patient had a mild CVA with aphasia in 1998 following estrogen treatment. For uterine bleeding, subsequently she ended up with hysterectomy. That was in November of 1998. Other than that, she also has coronary artery disease, osteopenia, and essential hypertension. She is on Eliquis 5 mg daily, aspirin 81 mg daily, lisinopril 5, metoprolol 25, and rosuvastatin 10 mg. Physical exam, she is very pleasant. 76-year-old female, 5'11", weighing 198.4, blood pressure 135/82, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, pulse was active, extremities no edema. New paragraph, diagnosis, diagnosis 1, recent PE, diagnosis 2. History of CVA in the past following estrogen therapy. Diagnosis 3, coronary artery disease and hypertension. New paragraph recommendations. We will go ahead and send her to the lab for checking for hypercoagulable status. We'll draw protein C, protein S, antithrombin 3 level, factor 5, Leiden mutation evaluation, as well as antiphospholipid syndrome evaluation. Once available, we can make further recommendations. For right now, she should continue Eliquis and baby aspirin. Thank you. This is a consultation on Patricia Crawford. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Fazio. Thank you.